Frank Show broadcasting live from the Morongo Casino Studios in Los Angeles, California. Sitting in here is Dominic Purcell. His new film comes out tomorrow in theaters called Vikingdom. It's an action-adventure film based on Viking mythology and tells the story of Eirik, played by Dominic, who battles from hell and beyond to retrieve the mythical artifact Odin's horn before Thor and his army can unleash its power to conquer the world.
My God!
Thank you. I don't have to explain to anyone. You just did it.
Wow.
It's all done. That's what the movie's about.
That's it.
Just reading the description wore me out. I can't imagine filming the thing.
I'm wondering now, since Vikings are such a big deal, if kids are going to be dressing as Vikings for Halloween. Halloween's coming. You got boys, don't you?
I got two boys.
Two girls, two boys.
Yeah. I doubt it. I don't think the Viking. Maybe the Thor thing. The Chris Hemsworth thing they make, doing that.
Is Halloween a big holiday thing for you guys?
No. It's not at all.
You don't like it?
Well,
you dress up for a living. You probably just like, I just want to be me.
I'm the last person that will dress up and go.
You turn off your lights and
go to a theme party. Oh. You know, and no.
Trick or treaters,
If you want to give me a couple a couple hundred thousand bucks to do it, yeah.
not for free in the neighborhood.
For free,
yeah.
No.
I got you.
Not going to do it. when you order a pizza, what do you get on it?
It's Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Ham and pineapple. Simple.
Every time?
Every single time.
Go-to.
I'm a man of habit.
When was the first time? Because that was introduced to me by a girlfriend that I had in college. Growing up,
and you're like pineapple
ham and
on
pineapple
pizza?
On pizza was never even in my thought process. But was it introduced to you by a woman?
No, it was Hawaii. Sounded very nice.
You're like, let's do that. Let's get that one.
Let's get the Hawaiian one.
It's
a like a vacation pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Vacation pizza.
I've been asking everybody who comes in here and hangs out with us question. I want to take you back in your life history to that time.
When young
Dominic became a man.
Right. I think when I got divorced.
That's when you became a man?
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to go back even further than that.
You wanted to go way back.
Oh, you mean man-man?
When you became a man-man.
Man-man. I was
when Dominic Purcell was deflowered.
Yes, I was pretty young, actually, 14.
14.
How old was she?
She's a bit older.
Yeah,
she was 16, and it was an awkward experience. I didn't like it at all. Didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Was there any kind of plan, or was it spontaneous?
No, it was months of working on it. No, it was more experimental. We were both just experimenting.
Wonder where I could put this.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, look at him. He's like standing up.
Oh, no, it was standing up very, very young. Yeah, I remember humping the couch for some reason when I was about 5. So, you know, it's...
The cushions come together, right? In that weird
exactly.
Because it tickled.
But nothing happened.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is useless.
So at 14, with a 16-year-old, and was no good.
No.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's first time. No one ever walks away from the first time going, that was amazing. That's what everybody's talking about.
I don't
get it.
Yeah, it wasn't the highlight of my life.
That's and then how much but from that moment until the next time?
Yeah, it was a couple of years after that. I was about 16, 17, and that's when I started hitting the race course.
Then you were like, oh, now I get it.
Now I really get it.
It makes sense to
now
me.
Now I really get it.
You were 14 too, weren't you?
It was my 15th birthday, so technically I was 14.
And how was your experience?
Oh, my God, dude. It was in a trailer park.
Oh, nice. And, you like that.
And she was 19.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So it was also illegal what was happening.
I was totally getting raped. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And I was going to leave because of my curfew. I was 15 years old. I think it was around 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
She says, in front of my other buddies, who are all 14, 15 years old, says, you know, you sneak out of your house, you come back here, I'll F you. And I was like... And then she said it in front of my friends, so now I was kind of, I had to.
Yeah.
I mean, they knew that what she
the,
said.
The offer was there, yeah.
So sure enough, I mean, I sneak out of my house, I go back there, and I go into the trailer, and she's lying on the couch smoking a cigarette. And she's got one of those beanbag ashtrays on her stomach.
Oh, my God.
And she never stopped smoking the whole time.
Was she rotund?
No, luckily she was thin, but she had this really bushy blonde hair.
Okay.
It was just nasty.
You never went back for a second.
No, I don't think I ever
so
went back for a
second. So this must have been bushy hair. That must have been in the early 80s.
Yeah, it was 84, 85.
Yeah.
And so, and she everywhere bushy hair. And And she smoked that cigarette the whole time, and I never even knocked the ash off that cigarette.
Oh, my
gosh.
That's
how much ash I put on that.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know she had time to develop an ash on the cigarette.
That's just disgusting.
Oh, it was horrible, and she...
That's a horrible...
And she was upset.
You didn't kiss her then.
I kissed her, too. I was romantic back then.
While she's smoking, you're kissing her?
Yeah. Oh,
that's...
I can still smell the room to this day. Talk
that's
about
that's that sense memory.
It is.
Well, at least my experience was not like that. mine took place in a little treehouse.
Aww.
So it was kind of cute.
So you were just up there playing in the treehouse, and then one thing led to another.
Yeah.
Was it like
what are those things?
Show me yours, show you mine thing. And hey,
sweet and innocent. Yeah, yours was statutory rape. His was in a treehouse in Australia.
How old are your sons?
13.
Oh, no, Dominic.
Yeah.
13. He's 1 year away from the treehouse.
Yeah, I don't think so. I keep saying to my girlfriend, says, no, he's getting it. And I'm like, no, he's too young. He's too shy. And I really believe that.
Because there are some 13-year-olds who... are 13 kind of dopey boys, you know, and then other 13-year-olds were like, wow.
I don't think my oldest is there yet. I think the scary one is the 9-year-old. I mean, he seems to be very fascinated.
Little player.
Yeah.
Flirt.
Yeah. He flashed his willy out to my girlfriend one morning, and so, you know, he's got the
How does that, like, at breakfast?
Yeah.
Like,
In fairness to him, I don't think he had a clue what he was doing. But
he was windmilling at the time.
But he was windmilling.
He
was like, hey, check this thing out. Hey, man, I'll put that back.
Do you have one of these? They're fun.
Did you have to talk to him about that?
Oh, yeah.
Leave it in your pants.
Absolutely. I was laughing my head off, but I had to pretend that I was very serious.
Daddy is very...
very angry.
Upset with you right now.
Yes.
Can't be doing that.
But I'm like, right on, son.
Dominic Purcell has been hanging out with us all morning here. He's got his movie coming out, Vikingdom. It's going to be released tomorrow in theaters. A Viking flick with a lot of CGI, like 300 or Spartacus. And looks like it's going to be... I'm definitely going to see that because I love that genre of movies. Do you like that genre?
Oh, yeah, you were funny. Yes, I love that genre. I love it.
Look at all the movies, though, Frank. I mean, Breakout, Suddenly, Assault on Wall Street, The Gansfeld Experiment, Officer Down, A Fighting Man, which you're filming right now.
Finished A Fighting Man. A great story. That's I played a boxer, real life story.
So this is, you're in shape right now because of
I'm back to the way I walk around at. I was 230 pounds. I'm 200 pounds now. I was 232 pounds.
So you lost the weight to play
the Viking.
Eirik.
Yeah, Eirik. We shot that about 2 years back.
Okay.
And so I was 190 for that. And then for the boxing movie, I was 230. I was playing a heavyweight. So it was, it's a great movie.
What do you do to put the 230 on?
Oh, no steroids.
Okay.
It was...
Was it fun weight gain or not?
No, it was horrible. Because I had to eat 7 dinners a day, basically. I mean,
all?
I mean, the guys out the guys out there listening, I mean, I'm sure you got some guys out here who are big dudes. I just eating...
You ate when you weren't even hungry.
So you had to have the calories to maintain the muscle.
Salmon. I was eating salmon and rice and fish and also...
but a whole salmon. He couldn't eat...
It's
like he's out
every second hour. And then in between breaks, I was eating fries and stuff because I didn't want that homogenized gym body.
Yeah.
I wanted to look old school, country strong. So,
right.
You know, it was... it was an effort. And it took me about... 5 months to get back down to this.
5 months to take the 30 pounds off.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Because it was muscle. It wasn't fat. And
right.
It took a long time.
Everything you have, all these films that you've done are going to be released this year. If you go to a movie this year, you're probably going to see Dominic Purcell's face in the movie.
Somewhere.
Or you may not recognize him because he looks so different all the time.
Yeah. It's, you know,
which is cool.
Yeah. That's the kind of way I like doing it. Just transforming.
Because I'm sure people see you in the grocery store and they're like, did I work with that guy?
Yeah.
Did I
know you from somewhere.
You probably
and it's always Prison Break.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
You
that was
him.
A huge hit.
Yeah.
Right.
What's the last movie that you went to that you would recommend to people?
Oh, Prisoners with Hugh Jackman. Amazing movie. Amazing powerhouse performances.
Dark.
Very dark. You know, as on a par with Silence of the Lambs, and performances are as strong as if anyone's seen There Will Be Blood with Daniel Day-Lewis, I mean, it's a real movie. And I'm very happy that Hollywood has still invest in that kind of old school storytelling. You know, I think that's sadly missing at the moment. I think we're inundated with these superhero kind of movies. And I know my friends who don't go to the movies, they're always complaining about...
Yeah, there's crap out there. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know, there's nothing to see.
They're always complaining about, dude, who wants to see a dude in tights that flies? I mean, really?
And then there's going to be a sequel to that because it made so much money. And
yeah,
the sequel's
exactly.
going to be
yeah.
worse, and they're going to make six of them, and it's going to suck.
But I will say, in fairness, the original, or the one that Heath Ledger did, that Batman...
Mm. Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, that was amazing, and his performance was amazing. So, you know, and I like what Christopher Nolan's done with the Batman thing. You know, he's turned it into art.
Mm-hmm.
And
with a movie like Prisoners, when you go to see a movie like that, do you go, oh, that's a role I would love?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you're like, that's what I want to do.
I think any real actor would aspire to do, I mean, any real actors, we all aspire to do that kind of performance. And every now and then... you know, you're landed with something that doesn't meet its expectation, you know, and, you know, I mean, I don't deliberately set out to do crap.
Right.
But sometimes...
sometimes you're like, ooh, yeah. swing and a miss on that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's, you know, and sometimes it's like, yeah, press the delete button on that. Yeah. Let's not talk about
that. Your friends are like, we're going to go see your movie this weekend. And you're like,
if I ever see the editor, I'm going to punch him in the face.
You know, and it's so funny that my friends said, I saw your movie last night, and the ones that have seen it, the ones that suck, they never get to see the really good ones.
I'm actually
proud of.
So go check out Vikingdom. It is releasing tomorrow in theaters. Before you leave, Dominic, I want you to do me one favor, and I want Heidi to be the judge after you do this, okay? I want you to whisper, okay? Whisper into the microphone that you're not wearing any underwear. Go, I'm not wearing any underwear. Just whisper it.
I'm not wearing any underwear.
Oh, my God.
Creepy or cute?
It's cute.
It's cute on him.
See, we're having an argument.
Like, things that women can do that's cute, things that guy that does it and is creepy, I thought that's something guys can't do. Dominic
can do
it.
I guess
made it cute.
Some guys can, in fact, do
that. Well, it depends on your voice, right? I'm not wearing any underwear. I mean, it kind of ends it.
Hey, I just want to let you know that I'm not wearing it.
Thank you so much, man. You
can
come back anytime. I know you got a lot of stuff going on this year, so when you want to come back to promote anything else,
thank you, sir.
Open the door.
I appreciate it.
Come on back. All right, Dominic Purcell, thank you so much. We're going to take a break and come back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.